We now have a series of stories about the impact of COVID and the third lockdown. Public worship has been suspended once again at the Norwich Anglican Cathedral. A new report has predicted that Norwich is set to lose more than 4,000 jobs after COVID. Several takeaways have closed down due to safety concerns after originally staying open during the lockdown. On a more positive side, takeaway coffees and toasties have proved a big hit at a refurbished city pub, and other pub landlords are hitting the road to make beer deliveries. Here is Tony to start with news from the Anglican Cathedral.
Norwich Cathedral has suspended public worship due to the coronavirus pandemic, with many services moved online. The Dean of Norwich, the Very Reverend Jane Hedges, said the decision had been taken with a heavy heart, but said that the current COVID situation meant that it was important to reinforce the message that people should stay at home. The Dean said, "We all need to look out for each other at this time and to heed the message to stay at home as much as possible. While we may not be able to gather for public worship or welcome general visitors at this time, the cathedral's virtual doors are always open via our website and social media. We hope the cathedral's digital worship and online events will be of help and comfort to people at this difficult time for everyone." The Sunday Eucharist will be live streamed every week on the Norwich Cathedral Services YouTube channel. A member of clergy will also hold a requiem to remember departed loved ones on Wednesdays, and anybody who would like to light a candle in a loved one's memory during the requiem is asked to email prayers@cathedral.org.uk. In addition, the cathedral's organists will be playing weekly online organ recitals throughout the lockdown. The Dean said, "As soon as we can, we will resume public services, but in the meantime, we will live stream the 10:30 a.m. Eucharist every Sunday, and the residential clergy will maintain the daily rhythm of morning and evening prayer and offer a daily Eucharist, holding the nation, the local community, the NHS, and everyone affected by the pandemic in our prayers." During the first coronavirus lockdown last March, churches and other religious places of worship were told to close. However, the second lockdown in November saw them allowed to stay open for private prayer. This time, in line with the government guidelines, the cathedral building will again remain open daily for individual prayer from 12 p.m. until 2:30 p.m. on Sundays, and from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Mondays to Saturdays.
Norwich is set to lose more than 4,000 jobs post-pandemic as 20% of people continue to work from home instead of in offices, a new report has predicted. KPMG's Future of Towns and Cities Post-COVID report paints the recovery of the city's high street in a startlingly brutal light. And the report predicts that 32% of retail jobs in Norwich will be lost in the wake of the pandemic. In total, it is feared 4,175 jobs will go, 3.6% of the city's total employment figure. Part of this is driven by online sales instead of bricks and mortar buying, which have grown by more than 50% in 9 months. A curve which was previously thought to take 5 years to come to fruition. But the alarm bells could ring in some creative disruption, said Don Williams, a retail partner at KPMG. A lot of people were getting bored with the high street anyway. You could go to so many towns and city centres and you saw all the same shops. On top of this, the pandemic sped up the demise of businesses which were already falling behind on investment into their stores, technology and people, he said. In terms of jobs, we will see people stay in retail but diversify the roles they are taking on. In Norfolk in particular, there is a strong logistics industry, so we could see more people going into that. Or they may go into the raft of new jobs which have been accelerated because of lockdown, the social media managers, the YouTube content managers, and other areas online which are driving consumer demand, he said. Joe Faulkner, who heads the Norwich office of KPMG, said, "When we look at jobs opportunity in Norfolk, we also have to consider the way jobs are being done and will continue to be, which is from home. This presents opportunities to counties like Norfolk because we have city centres like Norwich with the likes of the market and our independence, as well as North Norfolk coast and the Broads. It makes it very attractive for people looking to spend more time in their homes and away from less densely populated areas. Indeed, the makeup of cities will also change with fewer commuters travelling to work, with 18.5% of Norwich's staff continuing to work from home after the pandemic. The KPMG suggests the empty office spaces need to be put to good use. The report says, universities could help these workers acquire new skills and move to sectors with growing demand, such as the green economy, health and technology. There are also well placed to support local businesses by helping them increase productivity with advice on ways to improve work practices and better integrate new technology. Norfolk already has a thriving micro-business community, and it would make sense to use the space to reflect that. I can see some of these units being turned into co-working spaces and incubators, added Mr. Faulkner. A couple of things I could see happen is the introduction of more health and retirement occupation in city centres. I find it mad that for a car you go to one place does everything garage, but for your physical and mental well-being, you have to go to a GP, a dentist, a nutritionist, and the list just goes on. They're scattered all over the place, and it would make sense to have more of them in more central locations. I also think this pandemic has really highlighted the issues around social isolation and loneliness for older people. I think people don't want to sell their big house in the suburb and move to the country. They want to be around other people and feel they are part of a community. I can see a lot of the old retail units for department stores, for example, used as residential and retirement living spaces, he said. There are some areas in which Norwich stands out for all the right reasons. The city has one of the strongest cultural offerings across the board in the whole country in the categories of sport, facilities, cultural and recreation.
Owners of businesses in Norfolk allowed to stay open are closing to keep staff and customers safe. Others are tentatively opening some of their branches while keeping others closed. At Harry's Burger Bar, Chapelfield Gardens, Norwich, owner Annie Sirius posted 5 days ago that they were opening for takeaway and deliveries. The restaurant had decided to open up Harry's Hatch for takeaway meals as well as deliveries in Norfolk with Just Eat. But at the weekend, the decision was taken to close up again. Ms. Sirius posted, after reopening, albeit for a short amount of time, during this third lockdown, we have come to the conclusion that it's best to close until further notice. The demand is there, and our Just Eat platform has given us a huge boost. However, as we see COVID numbers rising around us, for the safety of our customers and team members, we've made the decision to shut temporarily. The current circumstances are too risky. Owner of a street food stall, A Taste of Shanghai, on Norwich Market, Alan Zhang, also decided to close after reopening. He had opened in January, but by Wednesday, January the 6th, he decided to close again. He posted on his Facebook page, "For everyone's safety, I have to make this hard decision to close our food stall from today. Please stay at home and stay safe. It is the worst time for all of us. If you think there's anything I can do for you, for example, if you want to learn to cook for yourself, then please feel free to get in touch with me. I would love to give everything I can. Mr. Zhang said, it was just too much of a risk to stay open. It's a very tough decision and one I didn't want to take, but it's for the best. And the owners of Two Magpies Bakery have not yet reopened the Norwich shop. They're hoping to open the Timber Hill Cafe for takeaways on January the 17th.
The owner of a coffee and beer house that opened in Norwich last summer is keeping spirits up in the community with lockdown takeaways. The Prince of Denmark pub in Sproston Road closed in summer 2018, and spotting its potential, property developer Dan Trivedi, 36, purchased the freehold from Enterprise Inns. While his plans for the majority of the site were residential, he was keen to keep some element of the pub. He wanted to have a cosy, friendly atmosphere, and after an extensive refurbishment, the Prince of Denmark relaunched as a coffee and beer house in August 2020, which was one third of the original size. It was an instant hit with locals and offered strangers coffee, which is roasted in Norwich, a range of beers, gins and wines, cakes, snacks and toasties. Mr. Trivedi said, I can't believe how well it was going, and the support from local residents has been overwhelming. After being forced to shut under the latest lockdown restrictions on Boxing Day, Mr. Trivedi was left with £1,000 worth of wasted stock. But determined to keep serving the community, Mr. Trivedi is offering takeaways, Stranger's Coffee, which includes cappuccinos, lattes and flat whites, hot chocolate and toasties. He also did takeaways during the November lockdown, though he is unable to offer alcohol this time due to the new rules. Mr. Trivedi said, we've sold so much coffee and get through at least a kilo bag of coffee beans a day. Hot chocolates are really popular too, and we use real Belgian chocolate.